Well, welcome to the Word is the Way to Life. Well, I've been thinking about the Word is the Way to Life, and I was thinking about it because I started off a little slow. Welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life, and how we can have it more abundantly. Well, this is a good day. Did you know that we've been following and looking at the Psalms from Psalm 51 to 100? And today we're at 99. I like 99 because I love that parable when Jesus left the 99 to go seek the one sheep that got away. And he continued to search for him until he found him and brought him back into the fold. It says that the angels of heaven rejoice when one sinner is returned to the flock. Wow, God loves us, doesn't he? Well, it's a wonderful thing, Psalm 99. And let me share with you Psalm 99. Now, it's not a very long psalm, and this is what it says. The Lord is king. Let the nations tremble. He sits on the throne between the cherubim. Let the whole earth quake. The Lord sits in majesty in Jerusalem, supreme above all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Your name is holy. Mighty King, lover of justice, you have established fairness. You have acted with justice and righteousness throughout Israel. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow low before his feet, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel called on his name. They cried to the Lord for help, and he answered them. He spoke to them from a pillar of cloud, and they followed the decrees and the principles he gave. O Lord our God, you answered them, you are a forgiving God, and you had punished them when they went wrong. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain in Jerusalem, for the Lord our God is holy.